You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
The biggest voices in the locker room, in the front office, and in the NBA.
Our guest is one of Milwaukee's favorite sons, Darvin Ham.
Giannis has some years still where his jump shot is going to get more consistent, get better. The free throw shooting is going to get better.
This is Courtside with Gail Klappa.
Our guest is the head of the herd, the head coach of the Bucks, Doc Rivers.
Well, you can see people buying in, and it takes a buy-in from your entire team.
Your all-access pass to Milwaukee's team.
Here in Milwaukee, we call him the people's mayor. Our guest, Bucks forward, Bobby Portis.
A hard worker, blue-collar guy, so blue-collar guy in the blue-collar city.
Now, here's your host, Gail Klappa.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gail Klappa, and this is Courtside. There's not much time left. A little more than 3 weeks to go in the NBA season. Soon, the playoff picture will be set. But the story is still very much in the making. The Bucks find themselves in a tight three-way race, battling the Pacers and the Pistons for fourth place in the East. Home court advantage for the first round of the playoffs is up for grabs. Tonight, we get an inside look at the road ahead. Our guest is a two-time NBA champion. As a player, he lifted the trophy with the Pistons in 2004, and he was the top assistant coach here in Milwaukee when the Bucks celebrated a championship 4 years ago. Darvin Ham is back this season as the top assistant for the Bucks, and he joins us tonight here on Courtside. Darvin, always a great pleasure to visit with you.
Yes, thanks. Always. Feelings mutual. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, Darvin. And look, Darvin, before we dig in, I just want to let you know that Joe Rogan is still envious. You know, he's the most listened to podcaster in the world. But you chose to be with us here on Courtside. So, Darvin, I hope you let him down gently.
Yes, indeed. You know, he's distracted anyway. He's got his hands full with Elon Musk.
There you go. Well, Darvin, on Monday
night. Ready for that one.
I'm glad you were. Oh, gosh. Well, on Monday night, Darvin, we saw a real barn burner in the desert. Bucks sons, Giannis, Kevin Durant, two of the best to ever play the game. As we expected, it was a real battle, and unfortunately, the Bucks fell 2 points short in the last seconds of the game. Looking back, Darvin, what are your key takeaways from the battle against the Suns?
I mean, you know, the whole team to 108 points in today's NBA age of fast pace, you know, high scoring. We felt like we defended. There's always room for improvement, don't get me wrong, but 108 points is 108 points in today's NBA. That's pretty good defense. Offensively, you know, we just had some dry possessions at the different times, and you know, with not having Dame and you know, obviously Bobby's situation is what it is, and that's a huge piece. And then even a newcomer, Jericho Sims, the guy that constantly puts pressure on the rim with his rim running and the way he moves and rolls to the basket. You know, we're missing some key elements to our program. And so, but that said, no one is going to feel sorry for you in this league, and we're definitely not going to feel sorry for ourselves. So the biggest thing for us is just that we're big, we're physical, is to constantly apply pressure to the paint and move the ball. Whenever we play with pace and we move the ball and we're in attack mode towards the paint and the rim, things usually work out in our favor. So we just got to continue to build and continue to have that as the priority on the offensive side of the ball. And defensively, you know, continue to just be great on the ball. That has to be the focus. Our point of attack defense, our point of contact defense in transition, and, you know, being able to come up with defensive rebounds, finishing out possessions as well. So it's a work in progress. We're constantly, you know, trying to sharpen the knife as best we can before we get to the postseason. You know, just let the chips fall where they may. It's not so much about our opponent, but our own style of play that we're implementing and forcing our will on each game.
Interesting. Well, Darvin, this game against the Suns, first time the Bucks faced Mike Budenholzer in his new role as the head coach of the Suns. You won a championship with Bud here in Milwaukee. He hired you, I think, as an assistant coach years ago. Must have been a little emotion involved before the tip-off.
Yeah, man, it was great to see my old friend. It sucked to lose to him, though, I'll tell you that. But he's doing good, man. We call him, we tease him, we call him Bud Light. He's lost a ton of weight.
He has.
He's looking good. He's, you know, every NBA team has its issues and different challenges that comes with their program. And, you know, he's dealing with a few of his own. So, you know, it sucks that it was at our expense last night. But it's good to see him have some success now and putting some wins together. And we just wish each other well. We'll see him again here in about another week. And definitely looking forward to a different outcome when we get him in Milwaukee.
It'll be his first time back on the sidelines in Milwaukee. You think he's taken one of those weight loss drugs? I'll bet Bud has lost 30 pounds.
Well, he said it's the Peloton, so I'll just leave it at that. I won't speculate.
Yeah, you don't believe that either. I know that.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, the game against Phoenix marked the third straight game that Damian Lillard has been on the injury list and out of the action. Darvin, what can you tell us about Dame's status, the soreness of his calf, and do you expect him to be fully ready for the playoff run?
Yeah, you know, we're just taking things one day at a time. Again, we don't want to speculate. We let our medical professionals, our performance team, do the job that they're so wonderful and great at. And hopefully just look forward to the best possible outcome in terms of the prognosis and his availability. I just know this, you know, having gone through such myself, those soft tissue issues, they, you know, you have to be very, very careful. You know, it's not like a bone or something where you can just basically look at it, give it time, and, you know, you expect it to heal at some point. Soft tissue issues, injuries are really tricky. And so they're doing the right thing and being as cautious as possible with it, because it's not the right now, you know, rushing back too soon and something gets re-injured or re-irritated. And now we're looking at a long process of trying to get him back on the court. So we're taking our times day to day and looking forward to his return ultimately at some point soon.
Darvin, was this a sudden thing or was this calf strain coming on for a while with Dame?
Well, I know it's something he had been dealing with, something he's dealt with in the past, and I think it was a situation where it got re-aggravated. So, again, I'm not a doctor. Doc's not a doctor. Like he always says, it's just a nickname. So we're just going to let, you know, our medical professionals play point guard on this one, and we'll be ready to follow and do everything accordingly once we get, you know, to say so from them.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, Darvin, speaking of injuries, and you mentioned the young center that came over to the Bucks at the trade deadline, Jericho Sims. He really was turning some heads before he injured his thumb and underwent surgery. So, Darvin, at this point, the Bucks are really down to one center. Your thoughts?
We have to manage it as best we can. This is just untimely issues. Again, you know, Bobby's situation. And then Jericho, just him having to have that procedure, there were long-term effects negatively that could have presented themselves if he hadn't addressed that issue when we addressed it. So we understand, man. We just got to keep bobbing, weaving, and swinging. And we have a deep, deep lineup. So different guys are going to have to step up. You may have to play a little bit more small ball. You may see it, Andre Jackson more, Pat Connaughton more, you know, just in adjusting our lineup. You may see Giannis at the five more, Kuz at the four, and, you know, we got to do, you know, Brooke has been as durable as you can ask for an NBA player to be. So we also have to protect him and help him sustain, you know, that high level of availability and performance. So we have some work to do, but we have pieces that we can move around and still be able to play at a high level.
Darvin, let's talk about a player that you know really well, Taurean Prince, new to the Bucks this year, but you coached him last season when you led the Lakers in Los Angeles. Taurean obviously has become an important cog in the Bucks starting lineup. And entering this week, you may well know this, he was number one in the NBA in three-point shooting percentage. Your comments?
He's done everything I expected him to do and more. You know, not only did I have him last year in L.A., I had Taurean his first 2 years in the NBA in Atlanta. And he's nothing but the ultimate professional, man. He's a pro's pro, comes ready to go to work every single day. just like Brooke, you know, a guy that's been available all year, very durable, takes great care of himself on and off the floor. And everything he brings, you know, just from his ability to create space and shoot the ball. He has a great knack with his two-man game, his dribble handoff game with Giannis that's grown and grown and grown. That's at a high level at this point. And the responsibilities he takes on defensively. You know, he's able to guard multiple positions. A lot of times he's drawing the toughest matchup. And so, like last night with Devin Booker, you know, he just does his job. You know, he does his job. You know, he's very coachable. He wants to be coached hard. And he's great in our locker room for our younger guys and our veterans. Not over-talking, overstepping, but just saying what needs to be said at the right time. And he's all about winning, which is, you know, pretty much the number one key ingredient for a guy, you know, that's coming in to contribute at a high level on a team that's, you know, really legitimately trying to contend for a championship. So he's been nothing but wonderful, nothing short of amazing, and we're just happy to have him with us.
And Darvin, I think your being in Milwaukee was a big part of his decision to come here.
Absolutely. We had several phone conversations. We talked group chats with John and Milt and Doc. And, you know, and the biggest thing is you build trust with players. You know, they know you're not going to BS them around and know they're coming to a serious situation. And, you know, he understands, you know, he's playing on a minimum contract. And, you know, obviously he wants to make more money, but a lot of times, you know, it may sound crazy to the average fan or average basketball player, but if you're able to get to a situation where you can play meaningful basketball, have a huge impact, then, you know, usually that turns into financial gain. So he was smart enough to know that, you know, we didn't come here and come here, he's going to be able to play alongside one of the top five players in the world. And be with the first-class organization that's all about winning. That's won before here recently, and is trying to do it again and be a part of that window of achieving that goal. So him coming in, stepping in, all the sacrifices he made. There was other places where he could have got a few more million dollars if he'd have gone, but you know, I don't know if he would have been one, a part of a championship organization or one that's trying to get back to that level of being in that seat. And number two, just playing meaningful basketball and you know, having a chance to be in the thick of it, so to speak, as being a starting small forward. So he's done well. He's done well. He's adapted well to the community. He and his family, they all, you know, really enjoy the community, the subtleness of Milwaukee, as opposed to the hustle and bustle of L.A. where we were last year. So he's doing a phenomenal job, man. Just being there for us, being available and playing, you know, doing high level things while he's on the basketball court.
So I understand that you told Torian that money can't buy you love.
That's right. For sure. But I think he's enjoyed, you know, having an opportunity to play with LeBron. He's played with other great players, now Giannis. I think it's been an enjoyable experience for him.
Terrific. Well, of course, the headline grabber at the trade deadline, Darvin, is the deal that sent longtime Buck star Chris Middleton to Washington in return for forward Kyle Kuzma. What are you seeing now, 22 games in? What are you seeing from Kuz as he adapts to the Buck system?
Yeah, man, you know, it's always tough when you have to say goodbye to one of the mainstays of an organization, of a city, and Chris, and, you know, we're all have an opportunity to coach him for 4 years, win a championship with him. I'm definitely grateful and thankful for all the contributions he made, not just to the organization, but to me personally. It made me better as a coach. And, you know, my son, who's coaching with us now, Donovan, got a chance to work with him. And he's, you know, the ultimate class act, ultimate professional, a lot of good years. It'd be great to see his number go up in those rafters at some point. Mm-hmm. But that said, you know, in this NBA, today's NBA, an NBA period, you know, you're fooling yourself if you're not trying to get better and seeing how you can take the next step constantly. And, in this case, get a little bit younger, get a little bit quicker. And we were able to do that with Kyle. We tricked the moves we made, you know, getting Jericho, getting Kevin Porter Jr. But Kyle's been great because, you know, Doc has used the word. He and I both use the word as we talk about Kyle, just how organic of a basketball player he is. He has a high IQ. He's multifaceted. He has youthful energy, he has size. He can handle the ball. He can defend. He can rebound. You don't have to call plays for him. You look up and he's got 20 and 10. And so having something like that next to Giannis, I think he and Giannis both, Giannis may be number one. I think Kyle maybe is number two in transition, and, you know, league-wide, and most efficient and effective in transition from an individual player standpoint. You know, he's right up there with Giannis. And so having another guy that can get the defensive rebound, come down, make a play, not just for himself, but one of his teammates. And he's shown us all of that. He's constantly, you know, right there, engaged in film, asking all the right questions, being vocal when we do our breakdowns defensively, offensively, talking about spacing, talking about coverages defensively. Like, he's truly, truly engaged. And, you know, just excited, again, you know, similar to Torian, to be playing meaningful basketball with a team that's a legit contender. So we're thankful that we were able to get him. You know, sorry to see Chris go, but totally thankful to be able to get a talent like Kyle Kuzma.
Very good. Well, as you mentioned, Darvin, the Bucks will be without Bobby Portis until very late in the season as he serves out a 25-game suspension. How is the team working with Bobby to help him stay ready?
Yeah, we have play groups that we put together. Again, he's watched the film individually. He's getting a different perspective, being able to watch it from afar. Obviously, NBA rules, you can't be in the arena during game time or pre-game, during the game, post-game, whatnot. But everything else he can do. You know, he gets to travel with us. He gets to practice with us. He gets to do shoot-arounds. So it's good having him around, but it's killing him now, you know, especially with, you know, injuries to Dame, injuries to Jericho now. You know, he's chomping at the bit, but he's doing good. He's about as good as you can do. You know, he's on top of his work. He's still in phenomenal shape. His body will be well rested. So he's going to bring a burst of energy like he always does. And that competitive fire that we've all grown accustomed to seeing from him. So it's tough, no doubt about it, that he has to sit these out. But one game at a time, man. It's getting closer and closer to the time where he's going to be able to reappear on the court. And we're all looking forward to that day. And I think he's going to do great.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Darvin, I'd like your thoughts on an interesting statistic that I came across the other day. If you look around the league at scoring in the first quarter, the Bucks are one of the most efficient teams in the NBA. But when you look at the fourth quarter scoring, the Bucks dip to near the bottom of the league. What do you make of that, Darvin?
I think just you know, the NBA is tricky, a tricky level of basketball, and the better teams, you know, it's just simplicity gets boring at times, right? And it, keeping things simple, keeping things, you know, coming out and establishing, again, we mentioned earlier in the segment, a style of play. We do a great job coming out, moving the ball, playing to the paint, running with pace, and as the game wears on, you know, you have different elements in the game that if you're not careful, it could sway you to not playing, you know, in a rhythm in such a high level of consistency. And whether it's officiating, whether it's the other team, you know, you're playing great defense, but they still are managing to score, or there's different breakdowns. You have to, you know, go back, you know, reassemble yourselves and try to sustain what it is that you're trying to do from a game plan standpoint, but ultimately from, again, a style of play, how you want to enforce your will on the game. And what happens is if we have someone that is just got, you know, has it going, you know, you still have to play the right way. And a lot of times, you know, I tell Dame, Giannis, those guys all the time. And, you know, we have to empower one another. We have to set that foundation, especially it's key in the first quarter, key in the third quarter, and sustain it. You know, you want to initiate, sustain, and finish in what you're doing in terms of total team basketball on both sides of the ball. And a lot of times that get lost. You know, individual starts scoring the ball and the ball stops moving. And then, you know, once that fire dims a little bit, you know, now you got to get back to moving the ball and empowering your teammates. We have things built into inside our system where if we have Giannis or Dame or Torian or Brooke or Gary Trent Jr., whoever tools, we have different ways that we can get the ball to them while still, you know, playing as a team. And you just that's the ultimate coach's dream. You know, how long can we sustain playing the right way? And again, there's different elements within the NBA game, within the NBA season that can deter you from doing that. But you just have to have the mental fortitude and the willingness to submit yourselves, everyone, to the team. And that's an ongoing challenge that not just us, but every NBA team deals with from game to game, from month to month, from season to season. Just how can we sustain the highest level of basketball? And usually it just boils down to doing the simple things consistently.
Fascinating. Well, Darvin, the other day I heard an NBA scout say that as we get into the playoffs, and usually the pace of play slows down, he was saying he'd like to see more of the two-man game between Dame and Giannis. Your thoughts?
Oh, we all would, you know, but, you know, it's teams, you know, it's what we like to see and what your opposing team doesn't want to see, so they're going to do everything in their power to not allow that to happen, which is bring extra defenders over, so there's not a clear-cut advantage for either one of them. So, again, it goes back to what you just asked me about, being able to sustain, you know, high-level play, efficient basketball play from the start of the game to the end of the game. Teams are going to throw different schemes at you. They're going to do different things to try to disrupt your star players, and you have to have a counter for that. And luckily for us, we've been top one or two, or definitely top three shooting teams all season. And so they have that amount of shooters, and then you have guys that draw multiple defenders, not just their own initial defenders in Giannis and Dame. You know, it's a matter of just moving the ball to soften up that scheme, to soften up that defense where they're not as eager to send extra bodies to disrupt that two-man game. So it gets back to, you know, old-fashioned playing the right way and just moving the ball. And Doc likes to use the term, and I love it, working the set. You know, we run off as a set. It's just not the first option. You know, it's a second option. It's a third option. It's a fourth option. But you have to have the patience and the efficiency and the simplicity to see that all the way through. And the more we can, you could basically in the NBA with some of the stuff we run, we can run the same play every single possession offensively and get something good if we're committed to running it the right way, how we're running it with pace and force and space and really just making everyone, all five guys on the court at one time, an immediate threat. And, you know, we that's a constant challenge of ours, trying to see how the most we can extract out of that. But that two-man game is lethal and is going to draw a lot of attention. And, again, when teams try to take it away, we have to have a counter and we have to have an escape plan. And so we have those built, interwoven within our system. And we just got to, you know, again, continue to work at it, look at it on film, and see how we can explore it and extract it.
Should be interesting to watch. And Darvin, as you mentioned earlier, the Bucks are in a tight race for the fourth seed in the East. And as a final thought here, what words of wisdom would you like to share with anxious Bucks fans who are, you know, still biting their fingernails, Darvin?
Well, you know, one game at a time, man. That's the thing. We can't, you know, skip forward to start talking about seedings and all of that. You know, our first and foremost priority is to go get a win in Denver. And we'll start there and just not get too far ahead of yourselves and not beat yourself up about whatever, you know, tough losses we've had in the past. You know, all of that is over. We can't go back and change it, and we can't allow ourselves to skip forward. You know, we have to be present and in the moment each and every day with each and every game we have and attack it accordingly, putting our all into each performance. And, you know, no disrespect to our opponents, but it's about us. It's about how we play, how we really get more entrenched into our system of doing things on both sides of the ball defensively, knowing our coverages, knowing our rotations, knowing our matchups, and knowing what other teams are trying to do as well. And then offensively, what's our style of play? And when teams try to take certain things away, what is our counters? And immediately getting to those and not fighting it, being stubborn, but just playing basketball, reading and reacting basketball. So we feel like, you know, we've been through some challenging times, and this being one of them, not having everybody available to us. But even still, you know, we have a lot to be proud of, a lot to be thankful for, and a lot of hope, you know, in the immediate future and the long-term future and what we'll be able to do if we play the right way.
And as you say, this team is loaded with talent. Darvin,
yes, indeed.
Always so great to visit with you. Thanks so much for taking the time with us. And I know you'll be anxious to get home after 10 days and throwing the clothes in the washer.
Absolutely. Starting with the underwear.
There you go. Very important. Darvin, thank you so much again. And you've been listening to Courtside on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Subscribe today on Bucks.com, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts. So long, everybody.